Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Been thinking about something lately.
Oh yeah.
I like driving. I like going for drives.
Yep.
If we ever have to drive anywhere, I'm just like, yep, sign me up.
Yeah.
I don't get tired very often. I feel like I'm very lucky. Stay focused. One less thing for my wife to have to worry about.
We're doing a road trip in a few weeks and you're coming in the car with me and my husband. How are you feeling about being a backseat driver?
I was going to ask to drive. Because you guys are taking me so far. I was like, well, the only nice thing to do is to let you both have a little sleep while I drive.
That's okay. You can chip in for the petrol and that's fine.
I don't know. I'd rather not pay for petrol. And you let me drive because I know the best way to go. But I saw yesterday a limousine.
Oh.
Like a classic limousine. Yep. I'm not talking stretch hammer. Classic black limousine. Like Ford Fairlane limousine.
Yep.
I would love to be a limo driver.
Do you think you've got what it takes? I mean, you basically drove like a really, what was you had a Ford Falcon? Is that?
What do you mean? I had a station wagon. Yeah,
yes.
Like my first ever car was.
That was pretty long. That was almost a limo long.
Yeah, everyone always used to confuse me as a limo driver as I pulled up in this banged up silver piece of crap old
hey,
taxi.
Hey, that was a very nice car. Don't talk about it
like
that.
Why are you defending my crap first car? I loved it though, but because I was thinking about it and I was like, oh man, that would just be like it, to me. It wouldn't feel like work.
Mm-hmm.
Just get to be like, where do you need to go? Let's go. Privacy mirror, whatever they're doing, just be safe, you know? Be responsible. Yeah. I'm driving a long car somewhere. I'm having a good day. Do you need a limo license?
I think so. I think it's kind of like if you can't just, anyone can't just drive a truck. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think you need some training.
That should be the slogan for Vic Roads. Not anyone can just drive a truck, but with Vic Roads, you can.
Maybe you don't need a limo license. Maybe you just need like a... Is it like a heavy-duty vehicle?
But I feel like limo could be... It's in that in-between. It's not a truck. Right. It's not a bus. It's not a heavy load. It's not a wide load.
I can see you driving a limo on the weekends.
And because I can't be an Uber driver or a rideshare driver because my car is too old.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy a new car just to do it. I feel like I could drive a Prime Minister.
Right.
That'd be fun.
I think they don't ride in limousines, though. Do they just ride in fancy...
I'm talking about a fancy... I could just be a fancy driver.
To drive a limousine in Victoria, you need a commercial passenger vehicle driver accreditation.
Oh, so it's just like a variation of a license.
I think you just do like it's like another license test.
Luxury course.
Yeah.
Do you think, okay, hear me out.
And you've got to pass a medical fitness test. A valid Victorian driver's license, have a clean driving and criminal history, and pass a medical fitness test.
Imagine that's my downfall for my limo career, that I can't run a kilometre.
I don't think they make you run a kilometre.
Long-term plan.
Yeah.
If I investigate what it takes to become a limo driver,
yeah,
don't you think that would be handy for the radio station and for the show to have? And we can start treating people that listen to this show. And I can do like Tim's limo drops. You can host in the back.
I can be in the back,
We can do like a setup. I think that would be an excellent addition to the radio station.
I mean, we wouldn't be able to do it while we're on the air because drive and talk at the same time.
It'd be like a, all right, the show's clocked off, VIP time, where are we going, Jess? Oh, we're going to Bannockburn, we're going to go pick up Jerry wife, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a taxi. This is the thing, because it's a luxury.
And it's not an Uber.
No, because it's luxury.
Maybe an Uber X.
Yep.
What's the fancy Uber? What's the...
I think it's Uber Black.
Uber Black, sure.
I don't know. I'm going to investigate this because I want people that listen to this show to be able to be treated because cost of living is really tough. I want people to experience little forms of luxury. And if I love driving so much,
from?
If you have a
don't
limo,
ask questions,
if you
Jessica.
Have a limo, if you, we can borrow one.
Right.
Someone's got a limo. Get in touch 522-322-955. I'll get the license. I'll run a K. Whatever I need to do to get people in a limo from A to B.
Yep.
I'm willing to look at that because I want to reward people for listening to the show and want to offer luxury in a world that is hard pressed by it right
Do you
now.
Feel like getting a limo license will be easier than getting a truck license?
No.
No.
Because at least if you're stuck in a limo, everyone's just like, well, they're probably rich.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're stuck in a truck, they're like, don't you do this. Shouldn't you know what to do? Put more respect on a truck driver, please, while we're at it. Have a go with a limo driver, but not me. So when
I think you
one.
Should also get your trucker's license.
Truckers? I'm not getting a heavy rigid license.
Why not?
Because I don't want to drive a truck. I want to drive a limo. Now I'm thinking about Hummer limos. I'm back on Hummers. Let's go.
This is Tim and Jess.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Exceptional offers available on the Golf R at Rex Corral Volkswagen. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Tim, some devastating news came out last week about Lynx Africa.
Yeah.
Lynx put out a post saying, rest in Africa. You may have heard that our iconic Lynx Africa scent is getting discontinued, and we know it hurts. Sorry if we've ruined your go-to fragrance, but don't worry. The rest of your faves are still here.
It was a hard goodbye.
It was. You wrote a beautiful goodbye song.
Yep. I put my heart and soul into that, Jess.
It was like a dedication, right? Turns out, my greatest fear last week.
I knew that this would happen. They bloody better not have neighboured us.
They neighboured us, Tim. There was another post over the weekend.
I flipped a chair.
Rest in Africa. They put some wings behind the Lynx Africa bottle. You may have heard that our iconic Lynx Africa scent is getting discontinued. We know it hurts. Sorry for any of the inconvenience that we have caused. No, it wasn't an April Fool's joke. Who would think it's a good idea to make an April Fool's joke in March? Hilarious. Sorry to all that panicked. Nans, who nearly had a meltdown after yesterday's announcement. Don't worry, your go-to Christmas gift is safe to anyone who stockpiled Lynx Africa cans. Yeah, they're not increasing in value anytime soon. We've simply just decided to change the design of the can. Oh, you're furious. Tim's about to explode.
My mum said, if I have nothing nice to say, say nothing.
I should have made it more clear in the previous post. Anyway, Lynx Africa is here to stay. Christmas is saved. Same fragrance you all got so nostalgic about, just in a new can.
That's worse than what Neighbours did.
Right?
They didn't bring Kylie Minogue back.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
No. They didn't even bring Kylie Minogue back.
This is
what
not
a waste of everyone's time.
You can't just get a new design.
They could have just like slowly just redesigned. Nah. No one would have even noticed.
Idiots. We talked about it. We fell for their
no
dumb trap.
No one would have noticed.
You know what? We stink.
Yep.
We stink because they tricked us. Absolute fools. And now we need Lynx Africa to mask our scent that we've ponged out.
So are you going to go buy a can? Because I like to think that this weekend a whole bunch of people like ran out and bought a can of Lynx Africa thinking they were going to disappear. No. They've probably had a huge boost in sales.
Yeah, it's called marketing and they're bastards. Nah, good on them. Nah, we played. You won. Ha ha.
Yeah.
There you go. Ha ha.
And it's not even April Fool's Day yet. Amazing.
Now, I'm sus on that page come April 1. I'll tell you right now.
Right.
Anything they say, no believe. Not story.
We want to check out the full story. As well as everything else that's trending right now, make sure you head to krock.com.au.
It's all right. Hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
And clearly, Lynx is hurting.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Saw something while I was at the shops this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if there's a desire for this product, right?
Okay.
Because last week you were talking about like unnecessary gadgets.
I love
that you love.
I love an unnecessary gadget.
I have seen what I think is an unnecessary feature on an appliance.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to gauge if you would also not be interested in this little addition.
Okay.
Have you seen those toasters?
Yep.
I've seen a toaster. That have the window in it. And it's like...
No, sensational. I've never seen one in person. Do they make those? So that you can see the toastiness of the bread?
Yes. So that's it.
Brilliant.
But here's my thing, right? Not once have I ever in my entire life, when I've been making toast, thought, gosh, I just wish I know what was going on in there.
I do. Sometimes I pop it and then I go, oh, needs longer.
But can I...
Push it back down again.
Wow. The high octane excitement of your mornings. Can I buy a ticket and come along for the ride?
Well, there's nothing worse than putting the... Like, I know my husband likes his toast a lot more toastier than me, right? So there's nothing worse than putting my toast in.
It was just warm bread when it comes in. Hasn't even toasted.
And then my husband's put it on charcoal setting.
Right.
Right? And I haven't realised he's put it on charcoal setting. So I just put the toast down and then my bread comes out black. Do you know what I mean?
Well, so the thing that I...
Like, I'd notice that if I had a window.
But it's the best thing feature about a toaster is you drop the toast in and you can walk off and you can start doing other things. Mm. Now you're sitting there looking at toast, literally.
Have you seen
cooking.
The ones that have like a little digital screen and you can select, like there's a picture of what your toast will look
really?
Like. And you can select how much toastiness you want.
My accountant doesn't let me go through that section of the appliance shops. But see, the thing that I would argue with everything you've just brought up, I think after having a toaster, a windowless toaster, and I hate that that's a phrase that we've got now. So I think if you have a toaster for a week, you figure out its settings. And you like, I know for a fact, the perfect toast for me is 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
So I set it at 3.5. Four if four.
Remember the day you realized that it wasn't just three setting of toasting.
Oh, just
it was
like
the
three toasties. Yeah. Well, we've all had that in our lives. But I think it's a great product in a sense where people will go, awesome. But I think people will still treat it like a regular toaster that now just has a window. Because I don't think you'll be checking its levels. You just need to do better at looking at where the number is at the edge of your toaster.
Okay. Well, don't tell me how to make my toast.
I mean, just you're like, oh, it's burnt now. Pay attention. Small details matter.
Every now and then, I just like my husband gets an extra piece of toast because I've gone too hard.
Right.
So.
Jeez. Again, this is like your life should be a movie. An action movie, of course. I don't know. Yeah. I had a feeling that you might be into it because we did talk about this kind of thing last week.
No, that's a vibe. But I also like those toasters that like put a picture on it, like a Hello Kitty toaster, and it, like puts Hello Kitty's face on it.
I did forget that you're 7 years old. Sorry, that is my bad. I'll talk about it later when the adults are here.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
I've had a few interesting chats over the last couple of weeks with some close friends of mine and you, Jess. And
that was unnecessary.
It's a very exciting time for a lot of my friends at the moment. They're all looking at potentially buying houses. And as I sit here on a stool in my rental going, go guys, go get those dreams. I'm very proud and excited for everybody.
Thank you, Timmy.
A lot of people doing like inspections and walkthroughs. A couple of people, they're like waiting on their settlement.
It's not a short process. It's a very, very long, tedious process. Yeah. And at the moment, housing prices
They're better than what they have been.
They're better than they have been for a while. So I think a lot of people are getting out there and trying to make it happen.
I've been chatting to my best mate. He's been sending me lots of different places I've been looking at for the last like 6 months. And I'm becoming an expert. And I'm like, nah, you wouldn't do that. There's a bathroom here, blah, 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 blah. But he sent me a photo of a place that they've got accepted for, so they're looking at moving soon.
That's exciting.
Three of the rooms, it was either two of the three or three of the four.
Bedrooms
have pink feature walls.
Stunning.
Different shades. Every room has a different shade of pink.
I feel like this is a very 2000s trend.
100%. Like, my sister had a red or a purple feature wall.
Feature walls were a big deal back in the day because like houses I've been looking at.
Okay.
A lot of them built like late 90s, early 2000s, and you walk through and like the one we went to see over the weekend, like every single room had a different colored feature wall. It's like kitchen was green, lounge room was blue,
but see now
bedroom
like,
was red.
Every wall in our house, I'm pretty sure. Again, we rent. I'm pretty sure it's white.
Yes, but that is very common for rentals.
Yeah.
Yeah. The landlord special, just a couple, just eggshell wipes for everything.
Are feature walls still a thing? And I imagine it's for teenagers. I'm trying to remember if
I don't know. My mum had a red feature wall in our kitchen dining area.
Oh, lovely.
When we were, but again, that was very early 2000s of her.
Mm.
It was one of those like crosshatch, you know, like. They have like the different pattern feature walls as well.
Get
that
it.
Was a big thing.
5223295 Are feature walls still a thing? Have you maybe spent this weekend just past painting one? Because your kids come to you and they've gone, Father, I'd like an olive feature wall in my bedroom, please.
Or maybe a feature wall in the entranceway. There was
one of the rentals we had a really random green wall.
That was that weird green.
My wife hated it. And I was like, you'll
didn't the agent paint it for you?
No, my wife gave up.
Oh.
But she was just like, I just don't look at the front of the house anymore. And I was like, hey, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. Mm. I just want to know, are people still...
Are you actively putting a feature wall in?
Is there a desire? Is there a want still for a feature wall? I feel like it's more likely that the whole room will be painted the same color.
Yeah, yeah.
Like even if it is a pink, the whole room will be painted pink compared to just one feature wall.
Yeah. Maybe feature walls are on the way out.
Did you have, like, I think I know.
Yeah. Come on. You know the answer to this.
It would have been like something obnoxious.
I had a hot pink feature wall.
Okay.
And bright yellow curtains.
Ooh, they don't match up on the colour wheel.
Yep. Yellow and pig. You walked in, it was an eyesore. And yep. then on the other wall was my dedication to The Rock,
right.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So that was almost a feature wall in it of okay. itself.
The only things that I can think of yellow and pink are that cooked duck that McDonald's character had. And she'd be like, I like chips.
Oh, Bertie.
Yeah. That's, were you inspired
Bertie
by Bertie?
Bertie was the chicken nugget.
Okay, girl. All right. Sorry,
obviously.
I didn't know. All right.
And yes, I loved Bertie.
Look, we want to know if feature walls are still a thing. Apparently, Olivia in Bannockburn, who has called through. Olivia, you, have you just renovated?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so your renovations, did that include some feature walls?
Yeah, so we put like a cladded wall up, like with the panelling.
Ooh.
And then that was painted a feature colour.
Okay, what colour are we talking?
It's kind of like not as light as the sky blue, but kind of like that, but oh, okay. just a little bit greyer.
Wow, blue's
a bit greyer.
Blue's not necessarily
and I was,
house colour.
And I was a bit, of a nerd because I made sure it tied in with our timber flooring.
Of course, you got to make sure it matches. Yeah, because
yeah.
as much as you want a feature wall to stand out, it is a feature after all. It needs to be somewhat yeah. cohesive to the rest of the space.
Do you have a feature floor, Liv?
Correct. Well, we've got timber flooring, so I wanted to make sure that that colour that we chose. Ties in with that and doesn't stick out like bright pink and yellow curtains.
Yeah, wow, Olivia, so that badly. was such an unnecessary drive-by.
That just be a terrible, terrible thing to happen. I couldn't think of a worse combo.
That
Liv.
Was so unnecessary.
And we're probably going to just end it there. Thank you very much for the call. I think that's a really good way to drive it home. I think
got such hurt feelings.
We all realise now that she's just provided a terrible example of a worst case scenario.
Okay.
So like I'm feeling better. I don't know about you, but that's great.
I tell you what. My pink wall and my yellow curtains.
All right, Bertie. Sure.
Looked amazing.
That's okay.
Okay,
Bertie, you're fine.
It was very hip and with it
yep.
for 13. Okay.
Okay.
It was great.
Hey, are you done?
I'm finished.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
Goodbye. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.